This is Colourful.
Now, one of the stories I was really interested in this week is actually from Poland. It's just sworn in its first black member of parliament, a Nigerian-born pastor and teacher who is called John Abraham Godson. He's 40 years old. He's going to have a seat in the lower house, a member of the ruling Civil Reform Party. Now, the reason why this is interesting is because Poland has not had a reputation for, you know, immigration, for diversity, for being open to outsiders. In fact, it had a reputation for being very, very extreme and very anti-Semitic and very xenophobic. So what's happened and how did John Godson manage to break through in this way? He's on the line from Warsaw. John, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Very well indeed, and delighted to be speaking to you because, I mean, we keep hearing about all these first people breaking through glass ceilings or whatever here in this country and in France and in other parts of the European Union where they've had immigration or empires in the past, but not Poland. So can you explain, first of all, how it feels to be an MP in Poland?
Well, I feel wonderful. I think it's a groundbreaking event. And I also think it is very good for Poland.
You came to Poland in the 1990s. You opened an English language school, I believe, and you were working as a pastor in a Protestant church. But how did you come to be in Poland in the first instance?
Well, it all started in 1988 while I was a second year student in the university in Nigeria. I attended a conference, and at that conference, the speaker was talking about the meaning of life. And, you know, he asked the question, what are you living for? If what you're living for is not worth dying for, then it is not worth living for. And I remember I decided that I wanted my life to have a meaning. And immediately after that conference, I got in touch with a Romanian pastor. He was called Richard Wombrandt. And he used to send magazine articles about what was happening in Eastern Europe. And in one of those articles, there was the history of a young man, a 19-year-old believer, a Christian, called Ivan, who was killed by the KGB in the Soviet Union. And while I read it, I was really touched. I remember I was crying, and I prayed, Lord, I want to replace Ivan. Mm. And that was how it all started. After graduation in 1992, I applied to a number of Christian missions organizations, and one of them, IFES, or Christian Union, accepted me and gave me three countries to choose from: Russia, Poland, and Hungary. And I was considering and praying about this when I received a letter from Poland, not from a Pole, but from a Scottish missionary. His name is Jamie Grant, and he was the one that encouraged me to choose Poland, and I chose Poland. I thought I was coming to Poland for 2 years, and it's more than 17 years now.
I see you've got a family now in Poland, a Polish wife, and four children, is that right?
Yes, two boys and two girls.
Okay, but racism is still a big problem in Poland, despite the kind of achievements that you've accomplished.
I would disagree with you. I think that what the international media are saying about Poland is actually exaggerated.
Really?
I do not think the situation in Poland could be called racism. What I would say is in Poland is low intercultural competence. And let me differentiate between the two. Racism is when people know about other races and other cultures, they have come in contact with them, but they decide to discriminate against them. So it is an informed decision.
And because they feel superior.
Yes. Yeah. While low intercultural competence is out of a stereotype, out of ignorance, out of the fact that people, you know, the host country does not have a good contact with the, you know, with other cultures, and so they usually react out of fear. So that is what is in Poland, and it has its positive aspects and its negative aspects. So I wouldn't say that in Poland there is racism. On the contrary, I believe that Polish people are very, very, you know...
I understand that attitudes have changed a lot since the country joined the EU a few years ago. But you've been beaten up in the past, haven't you?
Yes, I have been beaten up twice, and there have been some derogative statements about me. But again,
was that motivated, John, by low intercultural competence, or was it motivated by racism?
Yes. I think it's out of that, because these are people who base their judgment on stereotypes, and they've never had good contact with blacks. I can give you a number of examples, you know, like when I was lecturing at the Technical University of Szczecin, it wasn't uncommon for my students to walk up to me and ask me if they can touch my hair, because actually I was the first black they had ever come in contact with. It's not uncommon, you know, for kids, you know, if you shake hands with them, you know, they begin to look at their hands to see if it is dirty. So it's just as a result of the fact that they've not had a good contact with blacks. And if we say racism is in Poland, then how would you explain that in my city, Łódź, which is the third largest city in Poland with almost 1 million people, how would you explain that a black got the second largest number of votes out
perhaps
of about
this, John,
candidates?
Well, perhaps you, it's to do with you as a person, individually, you've managed to transcend race because you've been there a long time. They know you. You're Polish now. You have the citizenship. You've married a local woman. And you're a celebrity, you know, and they like what you stand for.
Well, on the one...
You are a celebrity, aren't you?
I wouldn't say I'm a celebrity.
Oh, come.
I'm far from that. But what I would say is that if there was racism in Poland, even being what you call a celebrity wouldn't help me. I mean, people preferred to vote for me, a black, an African, who doesn't speak very good Polish, you know, to other candidates. That, you know, actually disproves the hypothesis that in Poland that there is racism. Of course, we have a long way to go. As more and more, as Poland gets more and more in touch with other cultures, as Poles travel around the world, and as the foreigners come to Poland to visit, we see attitudes are changing.
What is your what are your goals now that you are an elected member of the Polish Parliament? What are some of your goals?
Yes. Actually, I have three priorities that I'm presently working on. The first one has to do with innovation, especially in the area of free access to internet in public places. And this is something I started in Łódź, and I'm continuing. We're looking at a kind of a minimum standard that would apply in places, in public offices, schools, hospitals, railway stations, airports, and so on. That's the norm. I think that's normal in the West, in UK, but in Poland, that's not the case. The second area has to do with the family, especially about mothers who are returning from maternity leaves and elderly people. We're looking at ways to alleviate lives for them. And then the final area, the third area, has to do with international cooperation. It pains me, and I apologize for that, that Britain, Germany, Russia, and China are very present in Africa, and Poland is not. And Polish, you know, organizations and missions are doing wonderful, wonderful work in Africa. I would like to see Polish business also present in Africa.
So are you going to try and lead some Polish missions down to Lagos and, you know, Abuja and some of the big cities in Nigeria? Because obviously you have a foothold.
Not only in Nigeria, to Angola, for example. Mm-hmm. Yes, I hope to facilitate that.
Wow. And can you explain what it was that attracted you to platformer Obywatelska. The civil platform.
Yeah,
that's the centre-right party, like the Christian Democrats or the Conservatives here in this country.
Yes. Well, I was attracted to Platforma mainly, number one, because I knew some people who were already there. For example, the mayor of Warsaw, Hanna Gronkiewicz-Waltz, who was also the governor of the central bank, who is also happens to be a Christian. She is in Platforma. And then the other thing is the other parties, like Prawo i Sprawiedliwość, which is law and justice party, mm-hmm. which is also which is a right-wing party, but I think they are very nationalistic in their orientation, while the Democrats, the left-wing, they are you know, they have social conscience, but I'm against abortion, mm-hmm. and so it's like the civic platform, which is in the center, right, it seems to be the party that kind of bring together all you know, the values that are
kind of one Poland, one nation.
Sorry?
Yeah, kind of like one nation Poland, sort of like one nation party.
This is Toby here. I'm very interested in this. You seem to have found your spiritual home there in Poland.
Yes.
And you were just talking about being in this party partly because they were against abortion. Will you be converting to the Roman Catholic Church?
Well, actually, I do not divide Christians between Catholics and Protestants. As a Christian, I mean, I come from a Methodist background. My father is a Methodist preacher. And in Poland, I belonged to, you know, the Pentecostal church. My wife comes from the Baptist church. And so, for me, you know, the denomination is not important. What is important is the testimony the individual, you know, has.
But forgive me, you're in a very heavily Roman Catholic country. My understanding of the Catholic religion, and Henry will correct me here, is that you're not actually a Christian according to the tenets of the Roman Catholic Church, and you're destined for a life in hell. So how do you square that?
I do not go into. I'm not sure what you say is true, because I have a number of, you know, Catholic friends.
I'm sure you have, but isn't that true, Henry? I thought that was.
Well,
true.
Certainly that's how I was raised, John. I was raised to believe that we Catholics were there, and the Protestants, they were going to have to suffer.
No, that is. I think that is erroneous. Yesterday, I spoke with the Cardinal Nietzsche, who is the leader of the Catholic Church in the Warsaw Metropolis, and it was, you know, really cordial and wonderful. I believe that these religious wars are not needed. We are all brothers if we believe in the Word of God, and we try to obey the Word of God and walk in the light of the Word of God. It's not really important what identification, what, you know.
I agree. I don't think it's important, but I am quite interested.
Maybe in UK, that's a problem because of the history, you know, of all the murders that has, you know, taking place because of Catholicism and Protestantism.
Yeah.
That is not the case.
I mean, historically, but not nowadays. But interestingly, I'm interested in Toby's question, because I was thinking that myself. I was wondering when you were, you know, during the election campaign for you to be and become an MP, whether it was a problem for other people, even though it's not a problem for you. Did they bring up the fact you wasn't a Catholic?
No. I was always presented as a Protestant pastor, and it has never, ever been a problem.
Do you know what? I've got to say, you've convinced me. The Polish people, they're so nice. You know, who would have ever dreamt of, you know, all the sort of stories of pogroms and things in Poland? It could ever have happened. It must have been other people.
And let's conclude, John. It's been really good to talk to you. But, I mean, this is making news around the world. I mean, I look at various websites and I put your name in and you're there. They're reporting on this in Nigeria, in the States. I mean, do you have any sense of just how big this is? I mean, are people in Poland coming up to you? Is everybody very excited? Are the Polish people proud that they've elected somebody who came from Nigeria to Parliament?
Yes, there is that sense of exaltation, and people are, you know, sending their congratulatory messages. People from my constituency, my city, Łódź, you know, I've been getting hundreds and hundreds of letters and text messages saying that they are proud that I'm representing them. And I'm very glad, because I also believe Poland needs this. Poland, for a long time, has been portrayed as a very conservative, a very racist country, and that is not the case. Poland is one of the most hospitable countries I've ever visited, and I've been to over 30 countries in four continents, and I've never been to any place like Poland.
So no hate mail since you've become a Member of Parliament?
Well, once in a while, you know, there are things like that. I get, like I said, every day I get about 100 to 200 letters and emails. And I would say 99% of all the letters and mails and so on that I get are, you know, positive. But there is always that 1% of people who believe that, you know, you're not supposed to be here.
Uh-huh.
And so, but I don't, you know, get involved. I don't really give them my attention.
And John, any positive emails or contributions from Nigeria? Has President Goodluck Jonathan congratulated you?
No, not yet.
Oh.
I've received... hello?
Yes. I said, oh!
Yes, I've received... congratulatory messages from Nigeria, from the Nigerian ambassador here.
Yeah.
And I think it would also come. I think he's presently very busy with his presidential campaign.
Mm. Tell us one thing about life in Poland. We're always convinced by the powers that be that immigration is a two-way thing. Now, obviously, there's a lot of Polish people in England at the moment, economic migrants, as it were. And We're told it's a two-way thing, and that you know, it's an ebb and flow situation. Do you come across a lot of English people in Poland who have decided to go and live and work there?
Well, there are not many of them. Most of them that I met were in the early 90s who came here to teach English. I only know one person who actually decided to settle, build a house here. The others that I know, you know, they are just coming in and out. So, you know, there are not many, you know, British people here.
Well, John Abraham Godson, you have made history. You are a Nigerian Pole now. You're, it's amazing. You're a trailblazer. So thank you very much indeed for joining us on the Colourful Breakfast programme. It's great to have talked to you. We'll talk to you again. And I, for one, I'm going to try Poland. I'm thinking I'm going to... you have to put me up.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
And can I say...
I will have you test, you know, Polish food, the Polish bigos and so on.
Okay.
John, thank you very much. And have a
thank
great,
you.
Have a great day in
thank
Parliament,
you.
Okay?
This is Colourful.